Well, thanks for talking with me, Ken.
It is my pleasure.
Well, Rick Santorum is out of the presidential race, and I have to say, I'm kind of disappointed. I'd hoped that Pennsylvania, Santorum's home state, would have a say in things.
Well, you know, it's very unusual that the Republican battle for the nomination lasts as long as Pennsylvania. It's hard to remember the last time Pennsylvania played a key role in the Republican nomination. Of course, in 2008, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were still going at it when Pennsylvania had its primary. But for the most part, the Republican nomination is usually sewn up by then. So this time, actually, it looked like it might have lasted as long as the Keystone State, April 24th, but is not to be.
During a conference call Monday with supporters, Santorum declined to endorse Mitt Romney. He says he'll make an endorsement announcement in the next couple weeks. Does it look like Santorum and Santorum's supporters are going to be willing to shift their support to Romney?
Well, they don't have much of a choice. I mean, I think everybody acknowledges whether you like it or not, and there are a lot of people who don't like it, but everybody in the party seems to acknowledge that Mitt Romney will be the Republican nominee. I think everybody seems to say that that's inevitable. Of course, having battled Mitt Romney and having accused him of not having true conservative and Republican principles, Rick Santorum is not going to be eager to make the endorsement. But what's more important, your dislike of Mitt Romney or your intense dislike of President Obama? And that seems to be the choice that many Republicans are facing as the general election starts to come up.
Why don't we talk about the U.S. Senate race? One of two U.S. senators from Pennsylvania is up for re-election this year. That's Democrat Bob Casey. In 2006, he beat out then-incumbent Rick Santorum for that position. Now Republicans want the seat back. They have five candidates fighting for the chance to go up against Casey in November. Is there any front-runner in that race?
Well, there are two Republicans that the party seems to talk about the most, but the Republican Party seems to have a lot of problems in its attempt to take on Senator Casey, one of which is that most people don't know who these candidates are. Unlike 2006, when Bob Casey beat Rick Santorum, people knew who Bob Casey was. He had run for governor. He was a statewide official. Of course, the name Bob Casey is like gold in Pennsylvania because of his late father. So everybody knew who Bob Casey was. There are five Republicans running on April 24th primary that very few people know who they are. The top two candidates, I guess, Stephen Welch is the entrepreneur, been endorsed by basically the party establishment, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Governor Corbett has endorsed him. But of course, 4 years ago, 2008, he voted for Barack Obama in the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania. So that's one strike against him. His top opponent is Tom Smith in the Republican primary. He's backed by Citizens United. He went from, I guess, a coal miner to a coal mining owner and has made a fortune in that. And he's spent very freely on his own behalf. But he, too, has a history of being a Democrat. I think he was a Democrat for decades before switching to the GOP last year to run for the Senate. So both of them have question marks when it comes to who's a true Republican.
And in the U.S. House, District 12 and District 4 were combined, and now two Democrats going up against each other, Mark Kritz and Jason Altmaier, for that seat. Kritz has been behind in the polls, but Bill Clinton came in to endorse Kritz last week.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's make it clear why this is happening. Whoever controls the redistricting process in any of these states seem to, you know, get the advantage here. So in Pennsylvania, because you have a Republican governor and a Republican state legislature, and because Pennsylvania was losing one congressional seat, one seat had to be dismantled. And so the Republicans put Altmaier and Kritz together in this new 12th congressional district. Now, yes, Bill Clinton has come in, has endorsed Kritz, and so have most of the labor unions in western Pennsylvania and the state seem to be in Kritz's corner. But Altmaier, most of the people in the district, I think 67% of the population in the new 12th district was formerly represented by Altmaier. Altmaier just got the endorsement the other day of not only the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, but he also got Joe Sestak, the Democratic nominee for the Senate last time out. So Altmaier has his endorsements too. Both candidates are pretty conservative when you think of national Democrats. Both of them, of course, are pro-life. They are pro-gun rights. But there are differences, and they're trying to accentuate the differences, even though they may not be that severe. Altmaier has criticized Kritz for refusing to support federal funding for Planned Parenthood, even though both oppose abortion rights. Chris is angry at Altmaier for voting for the Republican balanced budget amendment. The Republicans really don't care who wins because either way, a Democrat will lose his seat. But it looks like that the Republicans, if they had to root for somebody, perhaps maybe they're rooting for Altmaier, who seems more conservative. And of course, in a district that went for John McCain with 55% of the vote in 2008, Altmaier has had to be a little more right of center than Kritz has had to.
But Altmaier, who barely got on the ballot, he had some of his signatures contested.
Yeah, no, I know. It seems kind of odd for somebody who, of course, when he was first elected in 2006, was heralded as a great victory for the Democratic Party. And then in 2012, trying to run for renomination, he had difficulty even making it to the ballot. And of course, Kritz is saying, sure, Altmaier may have more money, but he certainly, what he's lacking is organization. And Kritz says that, you know, Kritz, the former aide to the late John Murtha, has a lot of union support, a lot of union troops on the ground. He's convinced that even though he's trailing in the polls and certainly trailing in with money, he's going to come out ahead on Tuesday because of this ground game he has.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Ken.
It was my pleasure, Emily.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political junkie. He blogs about politics at npr.org/junkie. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.